I can't believe this keeps happening. I thought that maybe this time, the person would actually show up. Not just ghost me a few minutes before we're supposed to go on a date. I actually need to find a partner like yesterday. And this whole online thing just isn't fucking working for me. Like, I know, it's raining. It's not the best day to meet and go for a walk in the park. But that doesn't mean you have to block me on everything. A simple rain check would have done, or I can't make it. But no. Everyone always has to go to extremes because people hate feeling embarrassed and don't want to make anyone feel bad ever. But this, just ghosting me, never responding to me, this makes me feel a whole lot worse because I feel like I did something wrong. And I don't think I did anything wrong. All I did was come to the big city and try to find companionship. Well, that seems to be more difficult than I thought. Somehow my small town has more interest in me. It's just annoying, you know? Because I know this is a city that has both monster kind and humankind living amongst each other. I know that people have relationships with each other all the time, and that it's treated as no big deal here. Which means, as terrible as it is for me, that the reason I'm getting turned down is not because of who I am, but because of what I am. You know, my species? Who would want to date a kitsune, right? Do you seriously not know anything about us? Huh. Well, most people know that we are fox spirits and have evil associations. But it ends there with no want for learning more. I understand that being a yokai means that we inherently have a bad reputation, despite not all yokai being bad. It seems that humans haven't grasped the concept of a spirit being nice, wanting to help you out, make sure things don't go terribly wrong. And that's literally all I want to do. I'm a helpful kitsune. I'm not part of the chiko. Technically, I'm a denko, but I'm not here to get into specifics. It's just, it kind of feels like nobody around here has seen a tenko before. And like, I get it, I do. I'm not as grand as some of the other kitsune out there. You know, standing tall with their nine tails and all their abilities and powers. And I'm not there yet. I'm only 631. It's not my fault I only have four tails. In a couple hundred years, I'll have five more and look more like a proper kitsune. But just because I'm lacking some tails doesn't mean I'm not attractive for a kitsune, right? You flatter me. You don't have to say all that, but thank you. It means a lot coming from you. I mean, you're not going to put your reputation as one of the best roommates in the Monster Girl Exchange Program for some silly old kitsune like me. I'm just being extra hard on myself because it felt extra bad this time. I can't explain it. I was really excited for this day. I really thought that this was going to be some sort of connection. Not necessarily romantic, but it could have been some kind of human connection. Maybe a friendship, I don't know. Ever since coming to the city, I've been lonely. I don't have my friends or family like I do back at home. You're the only person that I've actually gotten along with because it seems like everyone moves so fast here that unless you have an established group, you're just not going to make friends, you know? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you pity me or anything. Oh, God damn it, Evelyn. You need to get your shit together. My mother always used to say, Evie, that mouth of yours is going to get you in trouble one day. And here I am, rambling about my feelings like an asshole when you didn't even ask. Oh, God. I guess I've just been feeling so lonely lately. I don't know what to do about it. Usually my confidence is unwavering. But coming here, going from a big fish in a little pond to being a small fish in a big pond, it's a bit unnerving. And it doesn't help that there's a deadline approaching either. I knew I was taking a risk by coming here this time of year. But I decided to do it anyway because if not now, when? I wasn't just going to wait for my life to start. But now I'm on a time crunch, trying to find a partner. I don't know. I was foolish enough to think that someone in the city would want a kitsune like me. It's not like I can just ride something like this out. I was hoping to spend the week away from here so that we could keep some semblance of normalcy, but all of that is just falling apart right in front of me. A friend, a lover, even a string of random hookups would have saved me. But now I'm going to have to spend my mating season in the same apartment as you. Have you ever had to go through that with any of your previous roommates? Look, I can get a hotel if that would make things a little bit easier. I really don't want to overstay my welcome or make you uncomfortable because you're like the best roommate I've ever had and I don't want to fuck this up. This is your apartment, and I'm just a guest in it. A hotel away from you would probably be for the best. I'm not exactly sure how you're going to react to my hormones. And once mating season starts, well, they start spraying everywhere, and it's a whole thing. I'm not really able to control myself. That's why I was hoping to find someone who would be willing to help me out. I tend to become a bit feral. But it hasn't worked. I've been upfront with what I'm looking for. I really have been. I haven't been trying to mislead anyone or scare them off or even trying to promise something. Because I'm not looking for love. I'm not looking for anything serious. If it turns into something more, that's great. But what I'm really looking for is someone who I can hang out with and can help me through my mating season. That's all. No strings attached. No having to take me out to dinner or anything like that. You would think that would be easy to find, wouldn't you? I guess when I tell them I'm a kitsune and I show up with my four tails and no inherent evil intentions, it starts to unnerve them. I'm not like the kitsune from the stories they've heard. I don't want to lure them into the forest for some evil, nefarious reason. I have no reason to possess their body and make them do my bidding like some kind of an evil puppet master. I don't even embolden them to act on their darkest desires. It's simply not in my nature. And that's also not in the nature of any kitsune I've ever met, but that's besides the point. It seems that Chico's, and that's what we call the tricksters that you have come to know and love, have given us such a bad reputation up here on the surface that it's almost impossible to repair it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm running out of options. I probably have like 3 or 4 days max before I'm out of luck. Look, I know this is going to sound really crazy, but I really don't have any other options. You don't happen to know anyone that would be willing to help a kitsune through mating season, do you? Like maybe one of your friends or your boss or something? It was a shot in the dark, I know. It was super unlikely that any of your friends would want to help out a stranger. It sucks because I'm only attracted to humans as well. Other monsters don't really do it for me. I've tried going on dates. Some creatures, some monsters, even some humanoids. But none of them get my blood pumping. It doesn't hit the same as a human does. I guess the issue is that I'm too picky because I want a human to help me through mating season. And there are no humans that want to help a kitsune through that, at least in this city. I get it. It's too much work for someone you just met. I'm going to have to figure something out, and I'm gonna have to be quick about it. Maybe toys, or we'll probably just have to get a ticket back home. But then that would mean moving out early, because I would only have another week left after coming back here, and there's no point in keeping everything here if I already have to go back. I don't want to leave early, but at this rate, I think it might be the only option. You already stated that you don't know anyone who would take one for the team, so to speak. I'm going to miss seeing you, but I don't see any other option, do you? No, but hold on. Did I hear you right? Did you just offer to help me through it? Am I hallucinating? Why would you do something like that? I get it. You want to help. It sucks seeing someone suffering like I am. But I don't think you understand exactly what you're offering. We might not be able to go back to normal after this. I don't know how good you are at handling your emotions, but I've had plenty of friendships ruined by spending a mating season together. If you help me with this, that's what we're risking. You're my best friend in the city. I don't want to do anything that would even risk losing you. You matter too much to me. So, if you're offering this just to be nice, the answer's no. If you're offering because you're being genuine with yourself and your emotions, then the answer is yes. I don't want you to do this because you're trying to be nice. I want you to offer this because you want this too. So, do you actually want this, or are you just trying to be a nice roommate? You're going to laugh at me, but I need to look at you when you say it. If I look into your eyes, I'll know that you're telling the truth. You know what they say about eyes being the window into the soul and all that? Just speaking out into the void, not really looking at each other while I say all this and just kind of vent. It doesn't feel genuine. Not yet, at least. Having you make eye contact with me, getting to see all the emotions on your face. That's how I know you're speaking your truth. I can't let myself be vulnerable only to get turned down. Not today. Not again. We've been roommates for a few weeks now, and you've quickly become my rock. I don't know what the hell I would be doing without you. You keep me sane on my worst days, so please say it again. Tell me that you actually want to help me through my mating season and you're not just doing it out of some weird obligation. Then you wouldn't mind if I did this. How did that feel? You taste good. A little different than I was expecting, but in a way that makes me want more. Crawling towards you on the couch as you start to lean back. It seems like you've read my mind, hot stuff. Your heart starts to beat a bit faster as you look up at me, feeling me take a seat in your lap, making myself comfortable. This isn't too much, is it? That's good. Let's see if this is.